Cannabis is the most widely used illicit recreational substance in Australia. While there are many medicinal uses for the drug, a recent study discovered that almost a third of patients initially diagnosed with some form of mental deficiency had used cannabis. The Wire's Jared Girdler spoke to Professor Michael Farrell, Director of the National Drug and Alcohol Research Centre, about the linkage between cannabis usage and mental health.
If you're trying to get into the mechanisms by which cannabis affects thinking, it's clear that when one consumes cannabis, there's a euphoriant effect in the initial context, but it can also cause some anxiety, and for some people, it can cause some paranoid symptoms, and there's a variation in effect. But also, one of the things that people probably take cannabis most for, along with pleasure, is some of the sedating effects. And sedating effects can have cognitive effects like slowing down thinking, but also sensitizing thinking in other directions.
What happens if people are taking antidepressants and seeking help and continuing their usage of marijuana?
As with other drugs, it's generally advised that people should not mix their drugs, though we would encourage people who are on antidepressants to continue on them.
Do you feel that mental disorders, including anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, are preventable from a young age by attempting to find a way to connect cannabis usage and mental health?
There has been work done modelling this around psychosis. I don't think there's been work done on it in depression. While we are clear of the link between cannabis and psychosis, one would have to have a very large number of people who are daily users stop to prevent one case. So in practice, this is a prevention approach. It is quite complicated. It's obviously much more practical and sensible to discourage people from uptake and to discourage people from daily use and heavy daily use.
Does the social aspect of cannabis being held with high regard in forms of media diminish the perceived realistic negative effects?
It's difficult to know. Some people, when they experience negative effects, if they take a drug, will stop it. One of the problems, if you're more dependent on it, you're more prepared to put up with the negative effects to get the positive effects you want and to disregard the negative effects.
And while there are a multitude of medicinal purposes for cannabis, is there really any place for cannabis in society as a recreational drug, or should it stay decriminalised or criminalised as is?
There's a strong case for decriminalisation. I don't see that there's any great evidence that criminalisation has deterred usage or deterred access. Whether that increases the mode of regulation, that is another question. I think at the moment, with what's happening in the United States, we will have a lot of data on different social experiments that will provide us with information on future policies.
Are young people at more risk than adults when it comes to cannabis usage?
The only difference in young people is their brain is still developing, and in that context, we know cannabis gets into the brain very successfully. There's some more vulnerability, but I think across the age span, I mean, if anything, one of the things we're seeing at the moment is growth in older adult usage, and we have some interest in what impact that might have from a cognitive decline point of view.
Professor Michael Farrell, Director of the National Drug and Alcohol Centre, speaking with The Wire's Jared Girdler.